This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I just had the best coffee.
Did you?
Yeah. Made it here, believe it or not.
Why are you saying that? You're rubbing it in because I'm off coffee.
You are.
Almost 2 weeks.
How's that going?
I feel like I've been hit by a bus the last few days, and I think it is. It didn't affect me straight away, but yeah, I feel like I've been really, really hurt.
Bit of a delayed reaction.
Yeah, delayed reaction.
But you're drinking something else.
I'm drinking dandelion tea and turmeric tea.
Oh, turmeric.
Yes, which is lovely. That will be my second cup today. You'll see it.
I've had those turmeric lattes before.
Yeah, but you go to those wanky cafes and have it with almond and soy milk, don't
Some
you?
Sort of milk.
Yeah, no, this is just straight turmeric, darling.
I tried making one myself. I bought the powder.
Oh, and powder?
Yeah. Oh, it was already ground up.
I bet you do your béarnaise sauce and powder as well. I have some eggs with some hollandaise out of the pack. That's
I do.
Gorgeous. You
and
don't,
I,
do
I
you?
Mixed it. No, I don't. I mixed it up.
When do you get food poisoning?
But I think I must have put too much in. You must put a little bit in. It was
right.
Just revolting.
Oh, no. Leave it to the baristas, darling, with some big moustaches.
Well, you won't want this new contraption. There's a new coffee brew pipe.
What is it with baristas and beards?
I don't know.
You just worked that out. Maybe you should be a barista.
Maybe I should. I don't know if I'd make a good coffee. There's a new brew pipe you can buy. It's a Canadian firm that's doing it. And it's like a little pipe and you carry it with you in a case.
Yeah.
And you
just suck on it.
It makes your coffee. Like it brews it as you suck on the coffee.
Right.
So straight in. How's
lucky
that?
Lucky I'm off the coffee.
Yeah, you won't get to try
really
one.
It's really tailoring into the addict's kit.
Are you finding that when people have coffee around you, it's starting your...
Not at all. I don't... You know what's really interesting? I don't miss the taste at all. The only thing that the reason I think I'm suffering is because I'm not exercising and I'm not moving through the toxins in my body, and that's why I'm feeling really like I've been hit by a truck. So I think the moment I start exercising, I'll start feeling amazing, and then you'll be looking at me going, oh my God, I'm really jealous.
I'm going to do
after
it.
After your seventh cup of coffee.
I'll do it, but not when we're doing breakfast radio.
Have you paid a lot of money on parking fines?
Over the time, yeah, I had a few. You know, something really interesting.
Mm.
I think of, say, 3 or 4 parking fines I've had have all come from the same car park.
From the same car park?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's really weird because the council...
Is it that brothel you go to?
the council had changed the restrictions, and I think the first time I got one, they'd made one part into staff parking or something.
Yeah. You know,
and my fault, I didn't read the signs, but then the next time...
But that's not like you. You're very diligent with stuff like that.
I know,
that.
I must have been, I don't know, head down, wasn't
Facebook
concentrating.
Facebook scrolling?
Oh, probably, walking into a light pole. But the next time they changed it to a 2-hour restriction, and I think I went and saw a movie, but it was always, it's the same car park.
It's the same car park.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's bizarre.
Have you?
I've got so many parking fines that I'm on a payment plan, so you can just imagine.
Like how many have you got?
I've got lots and lots that were from years ago as well, and I decided, look, I better be responsible and pay for these. But you know what? I get really pissed off when I get a parking fine, especially when it's on the minute,
on
the wire, and they're there like hawks, especially where I live in Paran. Oh my God, you're 30 seconds over and they're watching you.
Because some councils have, and I know I've seen them in Richmond, I saw them yesterday, there's little sensors in the ground and they must time as soon as
it's really bad.
I don't know if they actually send a beep off to
some
inspector.
I just hate the policing. I hate it. I hate being watched like that. And
it's
bang. And the fine is like $100. Like, it's a lot of money.
And it's such an instant waste of money.
It's an instant waste of money. And,
You know, fair enough if you're flouting it and you're sitting there all day in a 2-hour car park, but not
Yeah,
5 seconds.
Yeah, it really annoys me. Well, this is going to annoy me even more because council wants public to be parking inspectors on top of that. So not only do we have to deal with...
What?
Yeah, get this. Dodgy drivers, watch out. Members of the public might dob on you if an inner city council has its way. Under the Glen Eira plan, residents can report bad parking to the council's website. And can you imagine how many mangles are around and Scrooges that would love a bit of drama in their lives?
So if you see someone who's
Yeah, parking inspectors will be informed and they'll head over and give you your parking fine. How's that? I can see so many Greek women out the front that are getting pissed off that people are stealing her roses and going, oh, look at that car parked there for 4 hours, calling up just for a bit of drama.
That's a bit of a...
That will probably be me when I'm older.
Do you get commission from it? Like, I mean, if you got some money back.
I don't know.
If you got half the fine.
I don't know, but Glen Ira Mayor Tony Athanasopoulos told a Glen Ira residents group the process would help streamline officers to the location where offending vehicles are. So, no, it doesn't look like we're getting a cut of the fine, which is really annoying, actually.
Nah, I'm not so sure about
it's
that.
It's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people park, just be diligent.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't dob people in.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we all make mistakes. Hate dobbers.
Glen Ira Council wants public to be parking inspectors, so dodgy drivers will be lagged in by dobbers. Just residents going, hello, Council, Anastasia is 3 minutes over her time. Can you please give her a $93 fine? We got some messages in on 0427JOY949 by someone saying, if you don't like the fines, don't park there. Well, thank you, Mr. Scrooge, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, or Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. We have another one here, it already happens.
Which is true. Like, yeah. What's stopping you from, like, what is actually new about this? Yeah, anyone can ring up.
That's actually a good point. Blame the Herald Sun. And another one here, Glen Ira Council are lazy. That's why they want dobbers. That's quite hysterical. Isn't every council pretty lazy? I shouldn't say that, actually. I don't know.
You've got to be on alert and on the lookout sometimes.
You do got to be alert on the lookout too, but if they're there on down the wire and they're being paid a commission to make sure that they're making a lot of money in fining people, I'm sorry, we can't always get it right. What if you've got three kids? What if it's an emergency?
Do they get commission?
What do you reckon?
Of course they do.
Why do you think they're on the bloody tyre every 5 seconds?
Well, someone in the UK called an ambulance. She was on alert about a person in a park. She was worried that the person was sitting perfectly still and covered in snow on the park bench. Yeah, whether they'd just frozen to death or not. And the ambulance people sent a statement saying someone in their car spotted who they thought was a person covered in snow. Turned out it was a statue.
Oh, my God.
So it was just sitting there, and it's one of those, you know, those ones that look like people, and it was actually just sitting on the thing covered in snow, and the poor lady panicked. So.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. I used to walk through Central Park in Sydney when I'd go to work and in the dark sometimes because I'd start at 5, and sometimes I'd walk into these statues and scream because I'd think it was a person, like I'm going to get stabbed now, and it was just a statue. So I can understand the, excitement
there. She must have got a fright, but she's probably better sticking to watching people overstaying their parking
exactly.
According to a 1,000-person survey, today is the day where Australian workplaces are most likely to be filled with useless, hungover people.
Oh, my goodness me. All those Christmas parties, all those hookups.
Christmas parties. It's the second last week of work this year for most of us.
Yeah.
And lots of Christmas parties were apparently held last night. Last night was probably the biggest night of all.
Can you imagine how many people were kissing in the toilets? Imagine how many affairs were going on last night.
Oh.
You get a couple of drinks into you and Dutch courage and you ask that girl out in the office or that guy at the bar or...
Say, hey.
Have you ever gone crazy on a Christmas party?
I love the way you wrote that report last
week. Yeah, exactly. Have you ever gone a bit silly on your Christmas party and hooked up with anybody?
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm wary of work people when they get a bit drunk.
But what about your... Okay.
Yeah. Other parties might be a different story. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. No, I haven't. I've always...
I have in hospitality.
Have you?
Yeah, everyone kind of does. It's like it's an excuse to kind of have
Let
a go.
Your hair down.
Have a go at that person you've been eyeing off that you're working with.
What do you do the next day when you go to work and you are hungover though from that?
You feel like crap. I mean, I can get away with it because in hospitality you can. Like you can kind of clearly say, I'm really hungover. It's part of the culture with chefing and hospitality, but I don't know, what do you do in corporate world?
Well, I don't know. I just sort of plot on, I guess, or I do mundane tasks or something like that.
Yeah,
I'll probably
just
run around chatting to everyone.
Yeah.
Or going on coffee meetings, something like that.
Yeah.
Some excuse not to sit there. But the survey that was done actually said that 6.7% of us hide in the bathroom, apparently, when we're hungover.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Day. Yeah. And some of the most popular...
I probably would be doing that.
Some of the other
puking me guts off.
Popular answers were surfing the web was 18.5%. Doing boring admin work was about 20%, so that's what most people do. Oh, no, hang on. This is it. So this is me. Talking to everyone about your wild night, 23%.
So
they just talk about it.
Yeah.
Has your boss ever been caught out doing anything bad?
My boss? Yeah. Actually, my boss ended up hooking up with somebody and he was married.
You know what? One of my bosses...
We all gave him crap about it the next day.
One of my bosses hooked up with someone too at a Christmas party once and they ended up getting married.
Well, there you go.
That's it for us.
It is our second last week. Next week is our last week.
Last week before holidays.
Yeah.
Christmas holidays. Don't forget, you can podcast us. You can do that via joy.org.au or you can go to iTunes. You can subscribe.
Yes.
Or you and then you'll never miss an episode.
Exactly. Or you can lick us and like us on the Anastasia and Warren Facebook page.
You can. So have a great weekend.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.